2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Again and headed down the home stretch, final half hour for another week of KSL Outdoors Radio. A quick reminder that we're recording this program Thursday, but we know that this weekend's going to be spectacular as far as temperatures go, as long as you like it warm. Temperatures expected in the lower 90s today, tomorrow, and overnight lows are going to stay in the mid-60s unless, of course, you get to the high country, and then you're going to find some crisp air up there. We had snow there a couple of days ago, which is just crazy. Bob and Mark are with us from Road Tripping with Bob and Mark. We continue our conversation from Beaver. Did you guys get rain in southern Utah when we had all of that crazy weather here?
Rain? What's that?
Okay. I guess the answer is no. We woke up to snow lines at about 8,000 feet up here. And, so 2 days ago we were talking about temperatures in the 40s, which is just crazy.
Yeah, we're having a dry spell here. We're really, really hoping for the monsoon season to come this year. We didn't get it last year, which is really unusual. We didn't get anything, but we're hoping we get some of that this year because it's certainly helpful to cool things down and to keep the dusty trails packed down.
Yeah, I was about to say it'll knock the dust down, which is a big deal. I was never more aware of the problems that dust and sand can bring into your life than when we made our border-to-border ride on ATVs and lived on those machines every day for a full week. And I don't know, that was 6-7 years ago. I'm still picking sand out of places I didn't know existed. So,
yeah, and it's, when you're in those lines, you never want to be behind the – you always want to be the leader. You don't want to be behind.
Right, or socially distance, and then you stay out of the cloud, that's for sure. All right, speaking of that, getting out on the trails and having some fun, I want to hear about this Tucker High Adventure Tours. Evidently, that's one of the better-known outfitters down there.
And just fresh down here as well. They're getting a new start, and they have ATV operation down here, rentals. They do guided tours. Lane, who runs the operation, is a mountain biking and climbing expert, canyoneering, rappelling. They've got the mountain biking is something that they're, he says that with the market the way it is right now, you can't buy an ATV, you can't buy a mountain bike right now. Have you heard that, Tim?
We've heard that it's tough, and it usually has to do with supply chains. And I didn't get a chance to have this conversation with Navidomskis earlier. The other thing that's tough to find, quite frankly, is RVs and trailers. Because of the pandemic and people unable to fly to the places they want to fly, or there's a 14-day quarantine, even if you can get there, or the fear of staying in a hotel, whatever it is, people have decided, let's just go buy a trailer. We can get away from everybody. We'll be self-contained with the same group we spend time with at home. And so the sales of RVs and campers has been off the charts.
Well, so if you don't have that equipment, a mountain bike or a UTV or ATV, you can come down here to Beaver. Lane can set you up, take you on a guided tour, or rent you the gear that you need and give you the maps to get out and adventure on your own.
Yeah, what's nice about Lane is he was the manager at Eagle Point Resort for 10 years, so he knows the mountain inside and out and this general area, so he's quite an expert. And sometimes it's nice to have, even if you are great in the outdoors, sometimes it's just nice to have a guide, to take some of the work out of your trip.
Well, for me, it's peace of mind. We're talking about our border-to-border ride. There's a great example. We had the guy that actually was in charge of putting up all the signage on the trails in Utah. It was his job. And I was eating his dust for a week, but it was well worth it because I didn't have to worry about making a wrong turn And he knew how to get us down to our, you know, resting spots every night and how to get us back up onto the trail to meet up with the next day's plan. So having a guide makes all the difference in the world.
It really does. I hear that all the time.
Because you're such a guide.
Yeah.
Rock climbing's not usually something that places like this do, but I'm curious about that being included down there. But it sounds like he's got some experience in that regard.
We were yesterday at a place called, I think it was called Black Box Canyon, and they had bolted routes, short bolted routes that were maybe 30, 40, 50 feet high, where he takes people, and it was just picturesque. And there's a river running right through this black lava canyon, and a perfect place for practicing climbing, for doing some rappelling.
Apparently, Mark forgot when Lane says, don't tell anybody about this place.
I guess the cat's out of the bag now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing spot, but it's an area that I know rock climbers will really fall in love with, and this is where he has a lot of experience and he has routes that are great for never ever first timers to more advanced climbers.
Yeah. I like the way Mark just sort of had a little aside about 50 feet, not being so high. I'd be scared to death. Are you kidding me? I've only done that once in my life, actually twice in my life. And it was with a distant cousin of mine. And I was a teenage kid when you think you're, you know, the toughest thing in the world, you can't be hurt by anything. And I was still scared to death. But that first step over the edge before you're on the rope or en belay, as they like to say, is something I still remember to this day. I don't like heights. So I'll stay on the ground with the bikes. But it sounds like Tucker High Adventure Tours has all of those things, no matter what you need, ATVs, bikes, or if you just want to go on a hiking or a rock climbing tour. Are they located right there in Beaver?
They are, just right on Highway 153. An easy way to remember where they're at as you're going up 153 into the mountains, they're just right past the golf course. So as soon as you see the golf course and the clubhouse, take the next left that goes up to their office.
Fantastic. All right. And I don't know whether you would know the answer to this. Do they require reservations far in advance, or is it a show up day of and kind of get what's left?
Right now, I think you could show up. It's always best to call in advance to make sure that, you know, they could get a busy day and be out. But I'm sure if you just show up, generally, he's going to have something there available for you and in terms of guiding as well as equipment to rent.
Yeah. And Tim, with 4th of July weekend coming up, or
here, you know, now.
Weekends like that are going to be busy in any area, right?
Yeah.
But weekdays and other weekends are going to be a great time to make plans to get down here.
I hope it's busy for all businesses and for these places, particularly to get people outdoors. It bothers me a little bit, and we see the uptick in cases sometimes, but our death rate is at a 10-week low, which I think needs to be emphasized with everybody. And there really is no safer place for you to be than out there. And when we last sat with you guys down at Ruby's Inn, you know, we talked about the opportunity to get out and recharge your battery, your spirit, and just feel the difference when you get home of having spent a couple of days away from all that we've been bombarded with. I would hope it's a busy weekend for everybody. In the couple of minutes we have left here, what did we not cover in Beaver that you want people to know?
Did we talk about Butch?
Yeah, we mentioned Butch
all
and
right.
Philo. It's, you know, the thing is with this area, it's a, like we talk about many of the other places, it's a great base camp. So when you come here, plant yourself, stay two or three nights, and then you can enjoy the immediate area. The Tusher Mountains are the crown jewel here. But then you're not too far away from Sevier River, Big Rock Candy Mountain. You can make a day trip over into that area, into other sections of the Paiute Trail. And so, you know, it's easy to just stay put and make day trips and come back. Rather than always moving about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so this can make a great day camp or base camp, if you will, and enjoy this entire region.
Yeah, and I would imagine, I mean, I haven't investigated this at all, but you guys would know that accommodations, the cost of accommodations in that part of the state are going to be probably much less than they would be if you zoomed past it to St. George, even Cedar City.
Considerably less. Yeah, this is a great deal. And this is the season of deals. And this is what I want to recommend. The weekends are generally busy because the regional market, the drive market, is generally a weekend market. That's where they travel, is on weekends. Weekdays are a ghost town in many of these areas. Weekday is a great time to come if you want to stay away from the crowds, whether it be Beaver or any place, Moab, St. George, any of these areas that are busy on the weekends will generally be much slower on the weekdays. And also they have great incentives on the weekdays. So if you can get away during the week, that's a great time to travel.
Any new videos we should be looking for on your podcast?
We've got one coming up here probably this week that will highlight nearby Cascade Falls on Cedar Mountain. And we're going to have some great videos in this blog that we post for Beaver County that highlights Minersville that we talked about, the Tusher Mountains, the mountain goats that are up there, the mountain bike riding and the UTV riding. You'll see that on our blog here in the next few days.
Any more drone losses since the last time I talked to you?
No, fortunately.
Did you retrieve the one that was lost in the river or wherever it was?
No, we're going to put a reward out.
It's one of the things I really love about your site is all of the beautiful scenery that you guys are taking the time not only to gather the information but share it with people in just a glimpse. And the things that can be done these days with drones and a simple control, even on your phone, I think, or being able to at least see what you're shooting on your phone, just boggle my mind. And we talked about this last time. It used to be you'd have to hire, you know, an expensive camera operator and a helicopter, which means you need a pilot. And now you can do all those things yourself. It's amazing. And Mark does a great job of shooting it. All right. It's Road Tripping with BobandMark.com, correct?
That's right.
Where are we going next week? Do you know?
You just made Bob stare blankly into space. And so we're...
I love putting him on the spot.
Yeah. That's why I turned to Mark.
Yeah. All right. We'll have something for you.
Keep it a secret. I like that. It's a big tease for next week's show. Guys, always a pleasure.
Great, Tim. You have a wonderful 4th of July weekend.
You guys, too. Happy 4th of July. Speaking of 4th of July, when we come back, I'm going to finish out the program differently than we have in a while and tell you about the work that I've been doing behind the scenes for the past few weeks in getting a brand new Sounds of Freedom for 2020 put together. And I am so looking forward to being able to share it with you, hopefully inspirational with a message and thought centered around the idea of unity right now with what's going on in our country. So stand by. I'll tell you more about that when we come back.